Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of God's favor. Throughout the Bible you will find the word favor. Favor simply means goodness, goodwill, good pleasure, kindness. And we are told in Psalm 5 verse 12 that the Lord surrounds us with favor as with a shield. In Psalm 30 verse 5 it says that His favor is for a lifetime. Psalm 65:11 tells us the Lord crowns the year with favor. It is God's desire to favor you, to show you goodness, kindness, special mercies. It's important for us as believers to study out the promises of God. And oftentimes this promise of God's favor surrounding us as if it were a shield about us is one that is overlooked. And yet God says that He desires to bless the righteous with favor and surround the righteous person with favor as with a shield. Proverbs 12:2 tells us a good man obtains favor from the Lord. God wants you to walk in the favor of God in your life. This week we have looked at how the favor of God will impact your life. God's favor brings victory, we know, because the Word tells us in Psalm 41:11, "By this I know you favor me, because my enemy does not triumph over me." That shows us that God's favor will bring us to a place of victory. We know that we have favor with people because of the favor of God. Joseph, the scripture tells us in Genesis, was given favor with Potiphar and favor with the prison warden because of the favor of God on his life. God's favor on your life will give you favor with people, even difficult people, even unbelievers, even people who have in the past perhaps looked disfavorably upon you. If you will take hold of the promise of God for your life, that God's favor is for you, you will be able to reap the benefits of this precious promise and see that God's favor will give you favor in the eyes of people. Today I want to talk about how favor, the favor of God, will reverse dire circumstances in your life. If we look at the book of Ruth, we find a fascinating story, and it's the story of a young woman named Ruth, a Moabitess woman who was the daughter-in-law of a Jewish woman named Naomi. When both Naomi's husband died and also Ruth's husband, Naomi's son, died, and Naomi's other son, married to another Moabitess woman, died, Naomi decided to return to her homeland in Israel. Ruth loved her mother-in-law and chose to go with her, even though for her it meant going to a foreign land. And we find the story of Ruth and Naomi, and truly it is a story of dire circumstances, and those dire circumstances needed to be reversed. And yet, as we look at the story of Naomi and Ruth returning to Bethlehem, the circumstances are quite grim. Ruth, being a foreigner, would not be easily accepted in that land. She was a widow. She was practically homeless. She had no husband to support her. She was poor and in a situation where the only way for her to get any food was to beg. And yet Ruth had an amazing attitude. Naomi, her mother-in-law, told her of a relative of the family who was a man of great wealth named Boaz, and that he had a field nearby, and suggested that Ruth go there to glean after the reapers. gleaning was what a poor person did in the field of a person who owned property. She would glean after they harvested the grain, and she would take whatever was left over. So intending to go and be simply a gleaner, one who was poor and begging basically for her food, Ruth told her mother-in-law, Naomi, these words, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." And sure enough, Ruth went and began to glean behind the reapers. She began to take what was left over. Boaz noticed her, of course, and the very thing that Ruth said came to pass. She found favor in the sight of Boaz. Ruth had an attitude of expecting favor to work on her behalf. God wants you to have an attitude where you expect the favor of God to operate in your life. The favor of God will change people's attitudes towards you, and as a result, it will change perhaps even dire circumstances you may be in at this very moment. Ruth was in a dire situation. She had no food, no way of earning money, so to speak, and she was in a position where she could only beg from a wealthy person following behind the workers in his field. And yet she had an expectation that she would find favor in the sight of this man. The story goes on to say how Ruth did indeed find favor in Boaz's sight. He told her, "Don't go glean in another field, but stay close by my young women. And I've commanded the young men not to touch you." And he also commanded that they feed her and give her drink as well. Verse 10 of Ruth 2 tells us, "Then she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, 'Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?'" Boaz told her that he had heard about her and how good she had been to her mother-in-law after the death of her husband, and so he showed favor to her. One thing about Ruth that's a key for us as well is if you desire to walk in the favor of God and to receive the favor of God through people, meaning that God gives you favor with people, you must do the same thing. You must show favor to people. Ruth did that. She showed favor to Naomi. She could have abandoned her and let Naomi go back to Bethlehem by herself, but she would not leave her side. And she traveled with her and made sure that she arrived back in her hometown. Ruth was one who extended favor, showed grace to Naomi, and she reaped favor as well. That is a key in receiving the favor of God as well as receiving the favor of men. Favor is a powerful factor in a life that believes the word of God, that the favor of the Lord will surround you like a shield. You need to have an expectation of the favor of God operating. It is simply an expectation of God's promise coming to pass in your life. In Proverbs 11, verse 27, it says, "He who diligently seeks good finds favor." You need to have an expectation that good things, godly things, will come to you. Favor will come to you even if you're in a very dire circumstance. Ruth's circumstances were very dire. It looked bad. It looked like they would almost starve to death. There was no government assistance and no employment office for Ruth to go and inquire at. Instead, she depended on the favor of God on her life, and it gave her favor with Boaz. The result was dramatic. Her dire circumstances turned into a phenomenal blessing. Ruth ended up marrying the richest man in the area, Boaz, and more than that, became the ancestress of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus is in the lineage of Ruth and Boaz. That is a fascinating and an amazing thing, especially considering that Israelites were forbidden to marry Gentiles, and yet God's grace allowed this to come to pass, and Ruth and Boaz are in the genealogy of Jesus. The favor of God will change even dire circumstances that you may be in. But you must take the word of God seriously. You must put a claim in for this promise of the favor of God. He who diligently seeks good finds favor. You must look to see that the favor of God is coming your way. You must show favor to other people, and you must believe that God desires to favor you. And if you are consistent in trusting the Lord and speaking over your own life that the favor of God surrounds you like a shield, and the favor of God goes before you and gives you favor with people, then God's word can begin to operate in your life. He who diligently seeks good, seeks the word of God, the word is good, finds favor. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we conclude with a message about how to put in a claim for the favor of God in your life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious day. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.